from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Gabe Davis is a big body, but he's not that sort of guy and has never really been that sort of guy. And, you know, Stephon Diggs is a better contested catch player than his frame should allow him to be, but also isn't that type of guy. I think even going further back, like John Brown, Cole Beasley era Bills, where you had these guys who were like 5'9", making up the entire receiver room in Buffalo. And then we had the Kelvin Benjamin experiment that was on the wrong end of the other side. But this is sort of a unique new skill set being dropped into a Josh Allen offense.
As Nate Tice on Keon Coleman and like the history of the Josh Allen receiver archetypes, how Coleman is a new one. He's never really had this before. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. 803-0550, our number. We'll talk a little Browns football, 830. Jonathan Peterlin going to join us and all the moves they made to create cap space. So we'll see what's going on in Cleveland at 830. Meanwhile, you know, we're chatting football with you. It's a football Friday. It's a fantasy football Friday. The news on Johnny Gaudreau is, of course, terrible. Tragic news that he and his brother were killed in an accident overnight. And again, as Joe mentioned in the update, the details of that accident, none of that part of it has been confirmed. But the deaths of both Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew have been confirmed. And I was thinking about this, like reading the NHL statement on Gaudreau. 7-time All-Star, Team USA.
Team USA,
like born in New Jersey.
Yep.
And this accident happened near Philadelphia, or in Philadelphia, which is, you know, near, obviously.
Where he's from.
Yeah. Yep. Right from that area. So, like, I'm trying to think not to make any of these athlete deaths.
Lady Bing winner, too. Yeah. All-Star, yeah. Everything.
Not to rank them or anything like that. But
yeah, no, just but decorated.
I just asked the question to Joe in the break. Is this the most decorated athlete to pass in how long? I'm thinking back to when there was a boating accident for the Cleveland Indians.
Oh, I was thinking Jose
Fernandez is another one far enough back. Steve Olin,
okay,
I believe. And there was another pitcher with him. Was it Bobby Ojeda was hit with him? I'll double check that. But there was a boating accident where two Indians pitchers were killed.
Yeah, I remember.
Tim Cruz in a boating accident.
Tim
Cruz and Steve Olin both killed in a boating accident. That was 1993.
I remember the Jose Fernandez one because that was, I mean, all of these are, of course, insanely emotional, but that one, I remember the first Marlins game after he passed away, and the first batter, they were all wearing his jersey, hit a home run, and was like bawling when he got to home plate.
That's
it was like one of the most emotional moments I've ever seen in sports.
That's right. That's reminiscent of, I mean, DeMar Hamlin survived, but, yeah, you know, Hines on that kick return.
Right, yeah.
Incredible.
And yeah, I mean, he was an amazing player. He had a nickname.
Johnny Hockey.
He had a nickname.
Yeah, he's amazing in college. Amazing.
Super exciting player, right? Yeah. Like the dangling and everything. And again, he wins the Lady Bing, so like gentlemanly player. I remember when he went to Columbus 2 years ago and everyone's like, why'd you go to Columbus?
Yeah.
Because he's from Philadelphia and everyone thought he was going to go to the Flyers. And I remember watching the Blue Jackets, whatever their version of like Embedded is. And they were doing like the behind the scenes thing. And you kind of got the hint that Gaudreau went to the Blue Jackets because that's where his wife's greatest career opportunity was. She worked in like the medical field or whatever, and her best opportunity was in Columbus. So he said, all right, let's go to Columbus. I'll play for the Blue Jackets.
Yeah, father, two young kids, I believe. It's terrible news. Just obviously terrible news.
Yep.
I don't remember. Like, there's Reggie Lewis Hank Gathers, am I thinking of? Like just
I thought of Sean Taylor in the
Sean
break.
Sean Taylor's
when
a good
you
one.
You mentioned it to me.
Like Sean Taylor, the connection to the Buffalo is that was the first Bills game.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like they put 10 men on the field.
Do you remember what the Bills did?
They ran a play.
They ran at it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the 10 men, Joe Gibbs maybe was the Washington coach then when that happened.
The Commanders announced they're going to build a statue to Sean Taylor 4 days ago.
Okay, really?
Yep.
Yep.
Sean Taylor statue. He was killed in a home invasion, I believe.
He was retired by the time this happened, and I haven't watched the documentary yet, but there's a Steve McNair documentary that just came out about his murder. And, Kobe.
Kobe, right.
Again, he was retired, but man, like, I remember where I was when I saw, hey, Kobe died.
Yeah.
And that one sent shockwaves through everybody. So, it's all of these two are like, they're so sudden. It's not like, you know, it's just like, boom, there it is. Not like this long battle with, you know, whatever. It's just like, boom, Johnny Gaudreau's dead. Like, what?
Yeah. Well, we'll keep you updated as much as we can. Any sort of news that there might be.
That would probably at this point just be confirmation of what happened, right?
Yep. Yep. Yeah, Kobe is obviously like, Kobe is a moment. Kobe's like Michael Jackson. I remember where I was when Michael Jackson died. It was on my 30th birthday. It's part of the reason I remember it. But yeah, like Kobe is seismic.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't long after. I mean, it was a year after he retired. Like it was, he was still very much in the public eye. I think the couple days before he was like at the Laker game in the front row and him and LeBron, whatever, like just, he was still right there. Yeah.
803-0550-1-888-550-2550. If, you'd like to join us at all on anything, really, on anything for that matter. We've got the NHL world will probably come together and we'll see like what happens there. Sabres announced all their theme nights that are coming up, a bunch of giveaways as well. Like we're starting to spin up into hockey mode. It's a quiet kind of, this is the quietest NHL month. It's August, right? I mean, July has free agency. August just kind of powers down. And then September, you're training camp. You're back to work. Like for the Blue Jackets here, to lose this figure in their, you know, their franchise, their community, that's it's awful. It's just terrible. So thoughts and prayers to the Gaudreau family, and we'll keep you updated. With that said, 803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. UB got a win last night. College football season's upon us. We're inside of a week from Chiefs-Ravens.
Yeah,
inside a week to get to this season, which,
and 1 week from tonight is also a game, Packers and Eagles in Brazil.
Packers and Eagles,
yeah, in Brazil, which is a good game. Like the opener, you've got four good, very good teams all playing in the first 2 days.
Yeah,
right.
Well,
Eagles are gonna be good.
Really good games. The only two teams I was thinking about this, like looking at the week one schedule. You know, whatever, we can maybe get to this next week, but is week one a must win for the Bills? The answer to that is no, but
is it must win for our psyche though?
It probably is.
Like they lose to Baltimore at Baltimore on Sunday night in week four, whatever that is. Like, all right, I can stomach that. You lose at home to Arizona to open the season,
and
it's gonna be a tough next day.
Week one, it's tough to know who's good and who's bad. A surprise team isn't a full surprise yet.
Right.
You don't know. Arizona could go 11-5
right,
with their new weapons on offense and a healthy quarterback. They could be a good team. But the way the schedule lines up for these Bills, if they were to fall to Arizona, it feels like the next day we would be talking about how it's going to be a rough year. Because this is a game that, you know, is if we do Howard picks the Bills, which we will next week, I'm sure that since the schedule came out, for a lot of people, this is a win from the start. Okay, win. They'll win at home against Kyler Murray. This is a game you would, even though they lost last time they played him, this is a game you would expect them to win. They'll find a way. They'll beat Kyler Murray. They'll beat the Cardinals here at home. And then it gets obviously a lot tougher. I mean, depending on how you feel about Miami. You know, you lose to Miami in Miami on Thursday night in week two. It's like, all right, well, whatever. Miami doesn't get any credit until it's week 18 because Miami always gives it back. Miami doesn't beat any good teams. They've beaten the Bills before, but it's, you know, few and far between. So, is it must win? No. But like you said, for the psyche, it probably is.
Yeah.
How many people will actually entertain the idea that the Bills could lose to the Cardinals? How many Bills fans are really thinking that's possible? Probably not that many.
Maybe not enough.
They're not the Patriots with a rookie quarterback. They're accomplished on some level, but they were one of the worst teams in football last year.
They were. They were missing their quarterback for half the year. From what I know about them, you know, this kind of goes to like how the game will play out too. Like, what could your takeaway be after week one, given what the Cardinals are? The Cardinals read like they're going to be an awesome, fun offense, and they're going to get lit up on defense. So what kind of game does that present? Because I don't know, the Bills' offense is the question mark right now, right? Maybe it'll end up being the stronger unit, but we're more wondering what they are on offense. And if you look at that matchup, that's a soft matchup to start with. You play the Cardinals in week one. Like, they're very lacking. I saw the other day PFF ranked them as the worst pass rush in football going into the season, the Arizona Cardinals. So if the Bills look good offensively, well, I guess if they look good offensively, they're winning the football game, aren't they? If they lose a shootout, like, I guess, does it really make a difference how they would lose it? If they lose to the Cardinals, they lose to the Cardinals.
I'd love to see a shootout. You know, a shootout for the Bills would make me feel like $1 million. Like, if they won a shootout.
Yeah. They win, like, a 35-31 game or something like that.
Right. I'm, like you said, about, like, which unit is going to be better, the offense or the defense.
Because the Cardinals, it's obvious. Like, their offense will be better than their defense. The Bills, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe that's true.
It takes me back to last year when they played the Eagles and lost in overtime. I felt great coming out of that game. Like, all right, fine. They're going to be fine. Their offense has answers. I mean, I'm always going to be one that probably leans toward that side and have faith that the defense, regular season at least, is going to come together enough and they'll patch it up. If they have issues in week one, they'll fix it. You know, the same could be said. The offense goes through those same growing pains. But I just want to see what this offense is. It's been months and months of waiting. And when we finally get our first look at it, I feel like people will settle in. You know, the idea of Coleman, Samuel, we'll see it. By the way, if Curtis Samuel's going to be on the injury report, that's going to matter.
He's been practicing, though, so I think they should be in the clear on that front.
He was week to week as of about a week ago, right?
Yeah, which is good also not just for their chances of winning, but trying to figure out what they are. Because if he wasn't playing week one and they looked like they were struggling a little bit, then wouldn't you just hear, guys, they were missing a whole chapter of their playbook.
Yeah.
They were missing the Curtis Samuel chapter. All these things that he does, they don't really have another guy that doesn't. But, again, it feels like he's going...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
...going to play, and hopefully will be a part of it. But, man, he's got an injury history. So that's worth keeping an eye on, because if he's a big part of what they do, and they've got this whole idea of what role he plays in the offense that not really anyone else can replicate. And hell, his health, I wonder how paramount his health would be then, because he's someone who's had a bunch of injuries in the league before this season. It's not often brought up as part of his breakdown, but it's probably part of the reason he hasn't been the player that his potential is he gets injured a lot. The year Joe Brady gets fired in Carolina, not the first year. The first year, I think he has 97 targets, career year. Yeah, here you go, 851 yards. That's the first year with Joe Brady. That second year with Joe Brady that Brady gets fired, Samuel gets injured in week two. And he plays five games the whole year. Like, I'm not saying that's why Brady got fired, but it might have helped if he had Curtis Samuel in the
field.
He wasn't available.
He's the straw that stirs the drink.
I mean, he's probably going to do a bunch of things that they don't have another guy for.
It's just really tough to believe that anybody will give that level of, okay, you get a pass when your quarterback is Josh Allen, right? Isn't that at the heart of this? Like, oh, you're missing Curtis Samuel? Okay, I don't care.
Right.
I mean, we've gotten to a point where you actively say goodbye to Stephon Diggs. You think he's fading, that's fine. But you actively say goodbye to that. You take a $31 million cap hit to not have him on the team.
Right.
I've got to believe that your system, your structure with your quarterback, anybody else goes down, sure, I might expect dips in production, but you don't get a full pass on any of that. Like if Kincaid were to get hurt, do we just have to abandon all sort of expectations for this offense? The only player, you'd like them to be deep enough and built well enough and whatever, that as long as Allen's there, they can make it work. I know that that's not always true. Like if you lose Dawkins or like the numbers for Brock Purdy. Go look up Brock Purdy and the Niners and their production. There were three games last year he was missing Ayuk and Trent Williams. And you know what they did? They lost all three. They lost to Minnesota last year. They lost to Cleveland last year. They also missed a kick in that game to win it. But San Francisco lost however many games last year. They lost maybe three in a row without two of their best players. So I want to kind of walk a line between, all right, if Curtis Samuel's hurt, you don't get all these excuses. But, of course, it matters that you have your horses. 803-0550. Craig in Rochester is up. Hey, Craig, good morning.
Morning, guys. Fun talk football. I think unless the Bills steamroll the Cardinals like 31-10, I think if it's a close win or, you know, the Cardinals go up and down the field on the defense and stuff, I think right now the collective mindset is a lot of, let's see what happens, cautiousness, maybe even pessimism, which is understandable with all the changes. So I just kind of think outside of the team maybe starting like 5-0 and really hot, I think just in general you're going to have a lot more questions. And, yeah, I think if they lose, you're going to have people really going. It's going to if they lose and then they lose to Miami, it's going to kind of be like that year in 16 with Rex where it felt like the season was over after the first 2 weeks. It would be pretty bad. So hopefully that doesn't go that way. But I just think given the nature of the roster, them proving this in a lot of areas, even with Josh, I just think there's a healthy dose of pessimism, I guess, or quite
maybe. So. Yeah, thanks, Craig. I'm thinking about two teams right now. I'm thinking about like the Rodgers Packers, where he's on the radio saying R-E-L-A-X, relax, right? I'm thinking of three teams. I'm thinking about when the Patriots started 0-2, 1-2. What's the year they lose in Kansas City, and we, myself included, we bury them, and then they're fine. I saw USA Today, I think it was Connor Orr, maybe Sports Illustrated, USA Today, wherever, or Connor Sports Illustrated. He picked every single game. He and this SI staff picked every single NFL game. They had the Chiefs starting 1-3.
Let's go.
I want to put the Bills, like as you lay
well,
all that.
No one's going to care if they go 1-3.
That's what I mean. That's what I want to say about the Bills.
Right.
If the Bills start 0-2, we, of course, would care. We, of course, would start to panic.
Yeah.
But there would, I also think, you know, as Craig's laying out the idea of like pessimism, I also think there'd be a healthy dose of relax. A lot of season left, and you still have this. This all comes back to as long as you have Josh, you're going to be fine.
Wouldn't there be less of that, though, than ever?
There might be less of it. There might be a little bit of a transition year talk. I'm sure we'd get there.
Yeah. Window closing people would be like, oh, see, here you go.
I wonder.
0-2, and here come the Ravens and the Texans and the Jets. This is where it collapses.
I'm not here to tell you that people will be calm after losses. I mean, listen, I fully agree. If they win, they beat the Cardinals like 13-10. It's panic time. Because like why
that's a great poll. Is it panic time if the Bills beat the Cardinals 13-10?
But you know, like we overanalyze. That's how it works. When I say we here, I'm speaking for myself, but maybe some of you out there identify with this too. We want them to convince us they can win the Super Bowl every week.
Yes.
And that's hard to do. That's hard to do. To convince every week that you are that good. And there are gonna be weeks you aren't. And this team has, of course, lived in an era where it doesn't matter how good you are in the regular season. Now it's the playoffs. Convince me you can win the Super Bowl today. And then they get knocked out. And it's over. So 0-2, 2-0. What's it mean? Talk to me in January. Are they playing? Are they winning a game against the Texans in January? Are they beating the Bengals in January? Even if we're sitting here and it's
Yeah.
Again, I don't know why we started them 0-2, but we just did for the sake of it. Fine. 0-3. I'm still thinking about, well, you got to win some games because January. You got to make sure you find your game again. Last year, they ran the table, chased down Miami three games back, three to play.
Yeah, against good teams.
Yes. So I feel like if they were to, this might be the whole season. The whole season might be two steps forward, two steps back, one step forward, one step back. And I anticipate a lot of close games for them. They don't have the blow teams out rosters that they used to have. I don't think.
I'd be surprised. And I don't know if they ever will blow teams out like they did it before, because that was pretty rare what they did.
Yeah.
A 3-year period where you blew people. They did it twice as much as the Chiefs did.
They did. And they had
twice as much.
They had a point differential that was so strong. Teams with that much dominance over years win Super Bowls, and they didn't.
All right. That's so, where it's historic, I think. It's
right,
like,
that's where you had a great team for 4 years, and they fell short in the postseason. Now you got to build another one. So, I don't know. Like, thinking about
close games,
panicking, again, close games.
They won that 5-game stretch last year when they were 6-6, and they made that run. I mean,
it's close games. The Easton Stick.
Four of the five are one-score games.
The only one that's a blowout is Dallas.
Dallas is the only one that's a blowout.
Yeah.
They beat Kansas City by 3. They beat LA by 2. They beat New England by 6, and they beat Miami by 7.
They beat Easton Stick by 2.
Easton Stick by 2.
And it's funny. Like, we've got all these all these other indicators. It's almost just like you're watching, I don't know, you're watching the stock market or you're watching some financial show. Like, all these indicators are bad. This is bad. This looks bad. This looks bad. But you have Josh Allen, which is reasonable. That's how the sport works. But I was thinking about, we didn't make a big point of this. I don't think there's a huge, giant red flag to wave. It's just kind of another brick in the wall about how maybe they might have a little tougher time this year. The fact that none of their players got picked up on waivers. Nobody. Okay, you traded one of your better players to Houston. Another one of your better players, Gabe, even though we know he's imperfect, went to another AFC team to strengthen their receiver core. Like, all over the place, the pieces you lost, these teams that picked them up think that they're going to be stronger. Maybe Jordan Poyer doesn't help the Dolphins. Maybe he does. Hmm. And he's
looking
the twilight of his career.
Yeah.
But, you know, you made a trade with Kansas City to help them get better. Your GM has talked about transition year. So it's all there. And then they're going to play some games, and we're going to change what we think about it pretty quick. Beat the Cardinals.
Even if it's 13-10?
Even if it's 13-10. It'll be a little more boring.
I think this will be more than ever also just, did you win? Would you take 13-10? Everyone will say yes.
Yeah.
Because this is more of just get in. Before it was, well, you are in. You're automatically going to get in. So this is, hey, prove to me you are going to win the Super Bowl. Or you can win the Super Bowl.
Okay, Mike Lupica tweeting this out.
I was gonna say, I have from CBS News the update on Johnny Gaudreau and Matthew Gaudreau.
Yeah,
31 Matthew Gaudreau, 29 Johnny Gaudreau, 31, 29-year-old brother Matthew were riding their bikes on County Route 551 in Old Man's Township, Salem County, on Thursday night when they were struck by a man driving a Jeep. Police say the driver, 43-year-old Sean Higgins of Woodstown, New Jersey, attempted to pass a slower vehicle when he hit the Gaudreau brothers. That's from CBS News.
All right. Well, Mike Lupica has another part of the report here. It gets worse. If it could get worse, I mean, you've got two young men killed in an accident on their bikes. Mike Lupica. There are simply no words to describe the death of Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew last night as they were biking in New Jersey on the eve of their sister's wedding.
Man. That family right now.
Yeah. It gets worse. If it's possible to be worse, that's worse. All right. Johnny Gaudreau and his brother, the Blue
Jackets.
Totally
heartbreaking.
Yes, the Blue Jackets have a statement. The NHL has a statement. Seeing some NHL players start to respond and post things online. Yeah, two bicyclists. Go ahead.
Steve Corianos, who's covers like prospects and whatnot, he tweeted out a picture of like around that area, and it's like it's a, the road is very like, it's, you know, there's no real shoulder, right? No. It's kind of out in farmland a little bit, so it's not like city streets, bike lane, whatever.
Yeah. The Sabres have tweeted out like a tweet statement. We're completely heartbroken for the Gaudreau family, Johnny and Matthew's friends and loved ones, the Columbus Blue Jackets organization, and the entire hockey community. The Sabres organization sends all of our love and prayers during this unimaginably difficult time. We'll get a break in. Talk a little Cleveland Browns when we get back. Keep you updated on this horrible story as it continues to go. Jonathan Peterlin on the Browns and their cap maneuvering yesterday and how serious their pursuit of Brandon Ayuk might have been. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.